First, police inflicted unnecessary pain on protesters. And I've heard of shoving and clubbing and stuff like that. I'll just speak to what I myself saw. On March 20th, I saw an officer pressing both his hands under a woman's jaw like this in a pain compliance hold. And such holds are used to force people sitting in the street to stand up. But this woman was already standing, and there was nothing further she could do to comply, yet the officer continued this pain hold all the time that I was watching, which is about 30 seconds or so, at least 30 seconds. Now, whatever the legitimate uses there may be for inflicting pain on people, police certainly should not be torturing helpless people who are cooperating. There needs to be some new guidelines and training to limit the use of these pain holds. And also, I believe there should be an independent city official present to monitor and to intervene when necessary. A second type of police misbehavior is arbitrary arrest. You've heard some people talk about how groups even on the sidewalk were arrested. I didn't see that myself. Also, I did not participate in civil disobedience myself, but when I saw this incident of this woman in the pain compliance hold, I yelled out at the officer, "That's torture, stop doing that," and I was immediately arrested. While people next to me who were silent were not arrested, so it's pretty clear to me that I was arrested for speaking. Police should not be arresting people for speech they don't like. So I was deprived of my liberty for 16 hours, and I faced charges of obstructing traffic, and I intend to sue the city over this false arrest and imprisonment. Finally, I come to a passive form of police misbehavior. At a small sidewalk rally on March 22nd, there was an irrationally behaving man who was doing various different things, but including harassing some women by standing very close to them in a clearly unwelcome conversations, grabbing them, things like that. I walked up to next to one woman to help her out, and then the man took out two foot-long metal rods and threatened to kill me with them. After he left that woman, I explained the situation to two nearby police officers and asked for assistance. They refused, saying that your people have monitors that will deal with whatever problems. So this refusal to assist, in my view, was a dereliction of their duty, and apparently motivated by the perception that protesters were involved, so it's okay not to do anything about this. The police should be reminded that they're there to protect all citizens, not just those they agree with. So I've described police torture, arbitrary arrest, and refusal to assist citizens in danger. And I'll hope you take these issues seriously to make sure this kind of disturbing police behavior doesn't occur again. An official statement from the board to the police would be a good place to start. That was going to be the end of my comments, but let me just, since I heard Supervisor Hall earlier, let me just address, well, I guess I won't do that. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.